Hi. Yes, it's #4, and there are 3 people on the phone. So if we're a committee of 6, we don't have quorum anymore. But we had quorum to start the meeting, and we're not at less than half of quorum, so we can continue.
All right, good. And I was saying to Janet that when we were saying about people sometimes getting upset, that she and I are native New Yorkers, and so we're used to this exchange. How about you? Are you a native New Yorker too, Tracy?
Yes, until I was 21. So I can take it, even though I went out to California and got rusty.
Where were you from in New York? Tracy? Hello?
I'm here.
Where were you from until you were 21?
Well, I was born on the Upper East Side, Doctor's Hospital, but my folks went out to Queens when I was fairly young, like 2 or 3,
mm-hmm.
because they were going to have a second kid, and so you go to Queens.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they jumped around a fair bit, but mostly Jackson Heights, Flushing, then Bayside, then Whitestone, that area.
Right.
And I went to Hunter College High School.
Wow, so, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
so I was a Subway kid. Yeah, I was commuting back and forth on the 7 train. That was my childhood, and I ran away to California when I was 21.
To Berkeley?
Well, I ran to San Francisco, and I lived in San Francisco for about 20 years, but I ended up in Berkeley, and that's all about the finances.
Fantastic, yeah.
Well, with this little excursion to the East Coast, what are we going to do with the Beekman Hotel gone? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. It's a horrible thing, isn't it?
It's sad,
sad thing.
Really, really very sad. I had just discovered it and thought, gee, it's great that New York knew how to preserve its history, but
right.
No.
Well,
anyway, let's get back to our agenda fairly briefly. I think we had with the staff handbook. Have we covered that fairly well?
The what? The staff what?
The staff handbook.
Sure did.
Now, what are we going to do? Are we going to? How are we going to handle this? Are we going to go through the process of getting everybody's input? Are we going to just get a few people's input? What are we going to do? Because it is quite a cumbersome process that we've been asked to go through. And Tracy had suggested clearing the list and everything. I should really take a look at that list, but can't seem to get in. I'm sure I'll be able to, but I'll have to reset my password. Maybe I should correspond with everybody on the committee to see what we think, but is there an inclination, once I see how many responses we have, does anyone have any kind of inclination to either allow the whole PMB to look at all of the responses, or are we somehow going to screen them to make sure they're really staff? I think that goes beyond what we need to really focus on. But I want to get your feelings on this.
Gee, I don't know. We should get them all on Skype, one after the other. What do you think of this handbook? I don't know. Is there a way without being, you know, like leading the jury to suggest that they weigh in on certain areas of sensitivity, you know?
Well, here's the only problem. Someone has to conduct it.
Mm-hmm.
And Teresa said it correctly, sort of dreading the idea of what I'm going to find when I open up this file. It may be nothing, and it may be just wonderful, but it may be so cumbersome and hard to deal with that I'll be at a loss. So before we do this, I wanted to talk with the committee and see, you know, what's the feeling? How do we handle this? Because, yes, we could do a tremendous job on this and spend a lot of time and sort through everything, and it's a very peripheral task that was assigned to us. And you did say, and I think Teresa did not think that you were being serious, that we should simply let the whole world see it.
Yeah.
I took that to mean that we would not continue this intensive screening process that we could do.
Mm-hmm.
Tracy, any thoughts?
Yeah, what does Tracy think?
Oops, about?
About the handbook.
Yeah, how do we do this without making it a very intense, because this was a very peripheral task that was assigned to us.
Yeah.
It was not something that was our major responsibility. It was assigned to
right.
us at the last moment in response to wanting some input, but how far do we go? How much time
yeah.
do we spend on this?
It's a fair question. I think we should, you know, abide by the motion that was passed sort of in a fairly literal way. What it asked to do was distribute to members of the paid and unpaid staff. We did that. So we have some feedback. Because nothing in Pacifica goes exactly as intended, we probably have feedback from all kinds of people that are not members of the paid and unpaid staff. Right? But we know who members of the paid and unpaid staff are, and that's what the motion said. So I think what we basically need to do is cull through whatever that email box contains. And I'm assuming that most of us can do that for our own stations. I mean, we know who the paid and unpaid staff are at our own stations.
Mm-hmm.
And if not, we can find out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, cull the input that was asked for from the input that was not asked for. And I think we take the input that was asked for and go over it and look at what it says. And then I think really the only thing that we can do from there is provide the raw input. And then as a committee, if there's recommendations that we want to make for specific changes in the text, we should make them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think rather than just, you know, schlumping in a bunch of input, which will just make a big sort of stew for the PNB, we should, A, make sure that it's culled to exactly what they asked us to get. And, two, I think we should, you know, whatever comes out of that should be attached to specific recommendations that we make. You know, after looking over this input, we think that these modifications should be made. And then the PNB will accept it or not, but at least we're giving it to them in a structured way. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It does. However, who's going to do this?
Well, there's only three of us on the call, which is kind of a bummer.
Because, as I was yeah. saying before, and I don't know if you heard this, we could certainly do a very intense and very fine job and create a wonderful document that would provide a lot of information. But it goes above and beyond what it is that we need to be focusing on.
Yeah, but
I know.
But the reality is if we just sort of schlup it onto the big board without doing that work, we're going to create this big, endless stew mess that's going to take forever and never get resolved. Because you know how the big board is. It doesn't deal well with things that are not straightforward. It doesn't deal well with things that are straightforward either. But it seems to me that we have to provide something in a structured kind of way, even if it takes time.
All right.
So I feel kind of crappy about it, because I realize that it's like work for the people that are here.
Well,
but I don't see how we can just sort of pitch it back like that.
Well, I don't know, because the question is, what should I, if we didn't have a search to conduct, we might be in a different position. But we have
yeah, we would. Yeah, first things first, really. I don't know.
And this takes us away from...
Yeah.
I will say that for better or for worse, whatever we think of the current draft, going with that one from 1996 is literally an open fall off the side of a cliff that's already cost us a whole heck of a lot of money and will cost us more. So there is some time here.
But I think that
you know, there's
point,
a time
that
indicator.
Point could be made, it seems to me, at a meeting in which we said we got the input and here's what it is in the raw form, and there doesn't appear to be or there appears to be something very useful, and we recommend that as a committee that we do X, whatever we recommend as a committee. And at that point, I think our work is done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you think, Janet?
Well, I have to speak from my own personal upheaval here at WBAI, where we've had several people die on our staff that have created a lot of, we're in a tremendously stressful, really so unbelievably stressful to be out of, you know, and have no home, and, promise of a home, but the bigger promise is that we're, you know, gonna vanish. And I want anybody to say everything. I want a narrative of WBAI starting now. I don't care who it is. You get on there and you talk about this station. If it leads you to an audience, if people respond, I don't care what people say, as long as they really say what it is that bothers them, that intrigues them. I don't care what it is, really. But talk about this radio station. So I really so in my, you know, understanding where the station is right at this point is such a critical, painfully, unbearably critical situation in its lifetime. It's a long life. It's a long, glorious life. Why people shouldn't speak up about it? There's, you know, no reason under the sun. I mean, to make who look good. There's nothing good about it, except whatever it is that people can talk about. That's what's good about it. It's why we're there.
And how does that relate to the work that needs to be completed?
I'm not sure. I think I'm saying the same thing over again. I'm not. I probably agree with with what it was that you how we should proceed with the work. I just want to say I think this issue is amazingly very important. One more
it's
time.
It's extremely important, but the question is.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Where do we focus? Because
okay.
That, I agree with you that this is a major issue we have to talk about, but. In practical terms, what
yeah.
is it that we do?
Okay.
And who does it? Because we have a job to do that is a major obligation. And I have a certain amount of time that I can give. I'm sure everyone else has a certain amount of time they can give. We don't have unlimited time resources. And we have to make sure that we accomplish the task at hand that is most critical.
Well, what's our calendar on this? Let's be practical.
Well, the deadline was the 28th of May, and that was the time
yeah.
that we had to get a response. And that was actually, I think, it took quite a while just to get the list of the LSD chairs, and I only included them because Lydia had requested that we include the LSD, but it was not part of the motion.
Mm-hmm.
And so in trying to be more accommodating, it actually lengthened the job considerably. Then when I presented it to the LSB at KPFK, some people felt that more people should have been included, and why wasn't the whole LSB included, and so on. So Tracy alluded to this situation that we face, which happens sometimes, that whatever we provide, there's always more we can do. And the more may take us away from what our job is. So all I'm saying is, what is our job? What is it we're trying to do?
I think we're trying to bring it to light. We're trying to draw people's attention to it, to weigh in. And so in a way, we have to create a little bit of a four-person or six or however many there are of us advertising campaign to pay attention to this and weigh in. I do think we have to drum up interest.
Well, do you want to take on this project?
In my station, I would, but shouldn't everybody do it in their own station? I wouldn't know who to, you know, nag in your stations.
Well, I don't know if we see the work as that ongoing. Tracy, how about you? Do you see this as something that, or is it something that needs to be?
Oh, my station has weighed in. No problem with that. They have. Yeah, I saw the stuff go out. I saw people respond. I'm satisfied that for my station, that the weighing in has happened and people have paid attention to it.
Okay.
I can say that much.
Wow.
So, how should we proceed? Well, because that was a motion that was made, and it's peripheral to our main function. So I just want to know how.
Well, Richard, give me some kind of deadline for WBAI. Really, they haven't really been pressured to come up with, to read or to come up with their. It's so, they got so much going on here.
Of course.
That I, you know. People have to be a little grounded to answer this.
What do we do? Where do we go from here?
I don't know. Just make up something and I'll do it and try to accommodate a deadline.
So shall we say that I will pass the information along to you and you will be coordinating the effort to present at the next PND?
No, I said I would only be able to do the, to get the report from my own station, which is really missing. I mean, we don't have feedback here from WBAI.
I think what we should do is for the next meeting, we should all go through a process at our own stations on whatever level the individual personnel committee rep is willing to do it, of culling through the input that's already been received, and I assume, John, you can divide that up by station and pass it on to the person from that station.
I haven't looked at it, and I don't know whether the people have identified themselves clearly as being from a certain station or not.
My guess is that they probably have in most cases, and if there's a couple cases where they haven't, then we can throw the names out and see who recognizes them. But my guess is in most cases people have identified themselves as being affiliated with a particular station.
Now,
how do you know that
that's accurate? That's the question I would have.
I think, let me finish what I'm thinking about process-wise. What I'm thinking is then each rep should get the feedback from their station, and if there's someone who on the personnel committee just isn't going to do that, then someone will have to take on two stations, but hopefully not. Hopefully we'll all do it for each of our stations. And I think there's two tasks. I mean, one is you need to separate out the input that's from paid and unpaid staff, which is the constituency, from other random folks. And then if you don't feel that you have a sufficient, you know, amount of feedback that you feel comfortable with from the paid and unpaid staff, then you've got to reach out to the paid and unpaid staff at your station and say, give me some more.
Right, okay.
And I think that's a choice about, does this seem like an adequate amount of input? Do I feel like the process at my station was okay, or for various reasons was the process not okay, so I'm going to do some more. And Janet, I think it's perfectly valid to say, at my station it didn't go well, so we got to do more.
Yeah.
Okay, I appreciate that, but
and
I see
how
much work it takes just getting the ED search done. And this was a
John,
and so the
John,
thing is
let me finish. Let me finish, okay?
Well, I'm trying to.
I mean, I know, but I was only halfway through what the process was. I'm trying to do it as you know, as low impact as possible.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, all right, so we go through that process, and then I think by the next meeting, each of us is responsible for, you know, pulling out the meaningful input from our station. And if we think that there is a specific thing that needs to be changed, then we'll talk about it on the committee and make a decision if we're going to recommend that or not. I mean, I don't really see how else we can do it. I don't know what you're suggesting as an alternative. Let me put it that way.
Well, the thing is that as soon as we start making those kinds of decisions and culling through it, we're doing more than what the motion asked us to do, and I think you pointed this out pretty effectively, that the motion really asks us to do to send out the survey. All this other analysis and everything else has to come before the PND, and I think that Janet really hit on maybe the right approach, which is make it available to them. These are the responses we got. Please identify those that you feel, and let the whole PMB see it, because I don't want to be in the position of saying we reviewed the list and we determined that
Then let me step back. I see your concern. I'll say two things. We are responsible for culling the input, so it is only from the folks that they ask for it from, the paid and unpaid staff. We do need to do that.
Right.
We can't send them a bunch of input from individuals who weren't supposed to be surveyed. That's a bad survey.
Right.
So we do need to do that. And then if we really feel that we just want to, you know, throw the input back at them and tell them to do whatever, I'll support that. I just think that you're going to create a situation where it's going to be very difficult because the PNB is not a good place to do analysis. And it's going to lead to a very long conversation with a whole bunch of people saying a whole bunch of things that may or may not be accurate. And I think we're going to have a difficult process. And if we did the extra work, it might be a less difficult process. But I'm not going to, you know, fight about it. So if that's what we want to do, then I think all that we're really going to do then is call the input station by station. And I do think if an individual member like Janet feels like their station really doesn't have any meaningful input, then maybe they deserve an opportunity to put it out one last time to the paid and unpaid staff and see what they get back. And maybe we could say, like, 2 weeks to do that or something, and then we'll kick it to the PNB. Is that reasonable?
It sounds okay to me, really.
Okay, I think that's better than...
I just know we're still in the forest here.
Yeah, well, it can't be forever, and it may be that you'll have the same problem in the next 2 weeks that you had in the past month. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But at least it gives you one more shot. You can at least say, well, I tried multiple times, you know.
Right. Okay.
Does that sound okay for a timeline?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I guess we'll just, you know, put all the input in one place, make sure it's valid input, and say, you want to look at the input? There it is. Right?
John, do you go along with this? Do you?
Is that a good compromise,
have I
John?
Avoided some major issue there?
As long as we keep the cycle short, but remember that right now on this call, there are three people doing this. So it means that...
Not too many, in other words.
Yes, three people who would be on the... So even if we were to be very vigilant about getting this done, it's an extra task that may not get taken care of at other stations. So we're still back, in some sense, at square one.
Okay. Well, no, we're not. I mean, let me clarify. In Berkeley, the only thing that I think remains to be done is just to call the what's from paid and unpaid staff and what's not from unpaid and paid staff. And if you send that to me, I will do that. Because I know that our input process has been reasonable, and I don't think there's any reason it has to be done again.
Okay.
Okay.
But
let me finish. I think Teresa will do Houston. You'll do L.A. Janet is saying that because of upheaval at BAI, she wants to give it 2 more weeks, and I think we should respect that because she knows what the upheaval level is at BAI in a way that we don't.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know what Lizette's going to say. She may feel like she wants to give it one more try, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if so, we can say, okay, you got 2 weeks.
Okay, they're in a similar situation, you know, just physically. They don't have a...
Yeah. So we'll give it one more shot, but then I think we do need to move ahead. You know, I mean, like, you know, we have to have some schedule. It has to stop somewhere.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So that sounds reasonable. And I don't think it's going to be a horrible mess. We just need you to get us the input from each station.
Okay. So how about if this is what I would do. I would send the info. I'm going to send the whole list to you, Tracy, and to you, Janet.
Great.
whatever I got, I'll send the entire list. If I'm able to identify any KPFK people, I will just put their names down.
Okay, great. Now,
the thing is that I suppose I would just send the names of the people, right?
Yeah.
And then you would look at it and determine. Does that make sense, Tracy?
Yeah, that sounds fine.
Okay, good.
Okay. All right, so I'll just send the list out, and then at that point we'll determine if we can identify anybody from our stations, and if we have names that clearly don't belong or something like that, then we'll just go from there. Okay, and we'll leave it for one more cycle, which means that by our next meeting, we will have this project.
I beg to be excused now. I think I just can't. I'm just too exhausted to go on.
Okay.
Are we pretty much concluded about this?
I think so. Can you give us just 5 minutes?
Okay.
5 minutes, and Tracy, are you all right with that? We'll just go forward. Okay.
Totally.
I guess Teresa did take care of the action item. She took care of sending it to the GRC. I found out that the budget was $4,000 total. The research on video conferencing we've talked about. The motion about the salary range has not been brought up, but we did extend the deadline. So the first part has not been brought up as far as the motion that you made, Janet, with the salary range of 90 to 110
mm-hmm.
being posted. It can no longer be posted because we're not posting anymore.
Right.
The question is, how do you think we should handle this?
Should we send an email to all the people who've replied to us so far?
I don't know, because we don't have permission from the PND to give a salary range.
Oh, right.
And I've talked to some people who say that this is far from standard, that it's very unusual that a salary range would be given. Now,
really?
I don't know. That's what I heard, but I don't know if that's accurate. That's what I've been told. And
well, I heard that they made a big mistake with the last personnel committee by not posting salary.
I agree. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Do we want to make a request at the next PND meeting?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm.
So we'll make a motion to give the salary.
Yeah.
Provide the salary to the list of semifinalists or something like that?
Yeah. So that we're not, you know, we don't end up the way we did with this last group. People saying, oh, we didn't realize that salary was so low, we quit.
Right.
After they've helped themselves to a, you know, a plane ride.
Right, which makes us realize that we need to do it differently next time. Tracy, are you all right with that suggestion?
I am.
Okay, so what we'll do is make a motion. I'll just send the motion to Richard that we are going to ask to provide the PMB okay to provide the list to the semifinalists.
Yeah.
And that's okay, Tracy, with you, the semifinalist list then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Then I think we have nothing else. I think we covered that personnel verification, verified responses forward to the PND, ED search, use of video conferencing. Okay. We talked about that. In-person interviews, I strongly favor this travel voucher possibility of $500.
Mm-hmm.
If there's enough time in advance, they can get almost anywhere for $500. And if they're seriously considering Pacifica, they probably would be willing to do that. And this way, you wouldn't have to spend the entire amount.
Right.
Does that work, Tracy? Are you on board with that?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So I think that we are now finished, and the next meeting is scheduled for July 8th.
Terrific.
All right.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Good night, John. Thanks.
Good night. Good night, Tracy.
Night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.